You're listening to Catch the Current. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione.
We are live in Boston for Seafood Expo North America, where we are taking the show floor by storm for an epic series we are calling Boston 2025 in 5.
That's right. We are covering as much ground as we can over the next few days, bringing you the best of the best that SENA has to offer.
So without any further ado, let's catch the current.
This is Catch the Current. You are listening to us live from Boston, where we have cornered NFI's president and CEO, Lisa Willenda Picard. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey guys, so great to be here. Wonderful to see you both.
So Lisa, this year Amanda and I are doing something a little bit different. We are doing something called Boston 2025 in 5, where we are putting 5 minutes on the clock and we are getting a quick pulse of what's happening on the show floor with exhibitors. And so we want to set the clock and let's chat seafood with NFI.
All right. We are putting the 5 minutes on the clock. The first thing we have to talk about is that right before Boston, NFI released that they redid the website aboutseafood.com. It looks beautiful. How long has this been in the process for? Tell us all about it.
It really came about after the strategic plan, when we really tried to focus what our lane is and what we want to accomplish for our members in the seafood industry. And then we realized that we need to help give our members some of the tools to do this. We were very lucky in that we've got a new staff member on board, Kayla Bennett, who really led this project. She brought fresh viewpoints and fresh perspectives, not only on age and generation aspects, but what are you really seeing in social media today? We all know the world is very different than it was even just a few years ago. And when somebody in DC thinks, huh, I have a question about seafood, we want them to go to aboutseafood.com and have the answer right there. But we also want our members to be empowered. We tell our members frequently that no one can tell their story better than they can. And we have powerful stories in this industry. And we want to make sure whether the question is about sustainability of a product, or what is my impact in my local community, or how might tariffs impact what's going on in the job or in the many, many seafood jobs that are here in the U.S., that they've got a place to go and get that information.
You said the T word, tariffs.
She sure did. All right. So along with that, I can't help but notice NFI announcing so many great new members. Do you correlate that to the uncertainties arising around tariffs, perhaps? Can you speak to a little bit more of the resource that NFI brings the industry?
Sure, and I don't know that I would say it's tariff specific, though certainly that's a part of it. There's been a lot of change post-COVID overall, and one of the things we really want to do at NFI is make sure we've got a breadth of the industry in order to push forward on some specific things that are important to all of us. We will always have people who differ on different things. It just is the nature of the beast. We're a very diverse industry, but instead of focusing on the things that bring us apart, can we focus on the things that bring us together?
Love that.
We are the best protein out there. Best protein, best for the planet, best for people. So we keep talking in the NFI, our office, which we refer to as the fish tank. The fish tank, our mantra is more people eating more seafood. Mm-hmm. And that's what we look at everything for. And if the end result does not get to more people eating more seafood, well, then we know which direction that we need to go.
Yeah, and that's, again, like you said, very difficult in that you have a lot of different species. You're covering a lot of different companies within NFI. And so with aboutseafood.com, you kind of have to cover all your bases then. So,
right.
I mean, are you covering everything from, I mean, educating consumers about every aspect of, I mean, from sustainability? Where do you draw the line? I mean, where do you stop? I mean...
Well, it's really identifying our audience, and our audience really isn't the consumer.
Okay.
You know, there are some really great groups out there that is their audience, Gap, you know, NSF, you know, all the different things that are happening in the seafood space. Our lane is advocacy, and so our audience is the press. Our audience is policymakers, and we wanted to refresh the website, too, to kind of give it that angle.
Okay.
Now, it's certainly all... You know, the customer is important, and the customer can take different spaces in different types of projects that we've got going forward. But that isn't our main focus. Now, we do still have Dish on Fish, which is really a great site. We've got a lot of recipes and things, but that will never be our main area of emphasis.
So right now, we're just trying to help the companies, especially bring it back to the tariffs right now, because, I mean, there's a lot of questions, and I'm sure NFIs probably have to be getting hammered with questions from companies about, like, what the next step is.
Yep. It's very confusing for everybody, and it's gotten to the point where the uncertainty is the biggest stress to the businesses. And our job as NFI and as supporting the businesses is to try to give them what we see the future is coming so that then they can make the proper decisions for them. And it's really hard when our administration is using the uncertainty as part of the negotiating tactics. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, we get through this negotiation that the president is leading, and it is beneficial at the end. And, you know, maybe we're in a bit of a rough storm right now, and we'll see some calmer seas here. It's very hard to try to explain what is best to do for our business, you know, when it changes so much. And that's where we've been really active in Washington, making sure D.C. hears how the uncertainty impacts seafood, then how that's going to affect seafood consumption, how that's going to affect the health of Americans, and it really goes back to how does that affect American jobs.
So going back to the facelift on About Seafood, are there any key improvements that you're super excited about? Are there are you seeing more traction there already? What's been the...
I don't know if we have new numbers yet. I'd have to ask Kayla. But one of the things that I like about it so much is you can go and see it and easily get questions answered. Mm-hmm. If you want recipes, you want to go Dish About Fish, there's a quick little link. But our key issues of trade, of food safety, of sustainability, of labor, all right there. You can get it. Don't have to think about it. It's right in front of your face.
And there are a lot of issues. what a time for this.
Exactly.
This was the perfect time.
It
so
really was.
Kayla's in this room too. Kayla, thank you, because I think the industry needed this now more than ever.
Yeah.
Lisa, that was the time for us. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of SENA.
Thanks, guys. Great to see you as always.